go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined by Ambassador Yoram Ettinger, a very distinguished Israeli diplomat who was posted for quite some time in this country, notably as the Minister for Congressional Affairs with the rank of ambassador in Israel's embassy in Washington, D.C., where he served with great distinction in relating the state of Israel's interests and needs to those of the United States and vice versa. And he does so even now as the driving force behind a terrific initiative, the Second Thoughts Initiative. And Yoram Ettinger, it's always a delight to have you with us. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yesterday, of course, President Obama finally met once again with Benjamin Netanyahu, your prime minister. By most accounts, it was a very pleasant conversation, past acrimonies seemingly set aside, if not a love fest exactly, certainly a cordial meeting between allied leaders. Is that how you see it from Israel?
The summit between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu reaffirmed the realistic order of priorities by the U.S., which does not consider the Palestinian issue a major axis or a major player in the context of U.S.-Israel relations. The summit reaffirms the notion that the relations transcend well beyond the obvious disagreements over the Palestinian issue, over construction of Jewish homes in Jerusalem or Judea and Samaria, over the whole context of the Arab-Israeli conflict. U.S. is focusing right now on its own national security, homeland security, where Israel has been playing an increasing role as the most effective, reliable, and unconditional ally, not only in the Middle East, but in my mind also throughout the world, and therefore the irreconcilable personality and ideological conflict between Obama and Netanyahu have been subordinated by the major challenges facing the U.S. and Israel at this stage.
Well, that seems to be a pretty heartening characterization of it. I must say, Yoram Ettinger, that it seemed as though at best there was a kind of papering over of profound disagreements that have afflicted U.S.-Israeli relations for some time, and most especially that the disagreements seem to persist on the Palestinians. Again, they may have been sort of subordinated for the purposes of yesterday's meeting, but is it not the case that the White House continues to sort of press forward on further concessions by Israel and at the very least seemingly a willingness to try to find some way to accommodate the Palestinians at the UN, among other places?
Well, absolutely, and this has been the case, in fact, since Israel's establishment in 1948, always there was a gap, rift sometimes, between the American and the Israeli position on the mapping of Israel's borders, on the reunification of Jerusalem, and certainly on Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. But irrespective of those disagreements, both administrations usually, not always, but usually have focused upon the much, much, much more important issues tackling the Middle East, the globe, and particularly the USA. I don't believe that the defense establishment, technological establishment, scientific establishment would allow the administration to cut its nose to spite its own face. And therefore, irrespective of President Obama's own ideology, irrespective of his own attitude towards Prime Minister Netanyahu, he cannot ignore the requirements of the intelligence community in the U.S., the military community in the U.S., the defense industrial base in the U.S., hence the systematically improved ties between the two countries in defiance of existing disagreements over what I would define as secondary or tertiary issues.
Well, this is very heartening. Let me just ask, you've written at the Ettinger Report, and again, our guest is Ambassador Yoram Ettinger, but you've written about whether the role or the stature, the importance, if you will, of the Palestinian cause to other Arab nations in the region has diminished. And you enumerate some 11 different examples to bear out that point. Talk a bit about that, and as a result, how critical should this so-called peace process between Israel and the Palestinians, this pursuit of the so-called two-state solution, be, both for Israel and, frankly, for the United States as well?
Well, at this moment, as we talk, there is a wave of Palestinian terrorism here in Israel. However, when you examine the Arab media, which always reflects the position of the dictatorial regimes of those countries, you hardly find any reference to the Palestinians. Arabs are preoccupied with the turmoil on the Arab street. They do not pay significant attention to the Palestinians, by the way, contrary to what may be gleaned in the pages of the so-called elite media in the U.S., which keeps on the focus on the Palestinian issue, contrary to the Arabs. When one talks about financial expression of Arab attitude towards Palestinians, the U.S. provides the Palestinian Authority with substantially more foreign aid than Saudi Arabia and other Arab oil-producing countries combined. And there is a reason that Arabs are not very generous with the Palestinian Authority, and that has to do with the track record of the Palestinians. The assumption is that Palestinian terrorism is directed at Israel. When you take account of the track record of Palestinian terrorism, you find out that it is responsible for the murder of many more Arabs than Jews. Mahmoud Abbas and Arafat had to flee Egypt in the 1950s due to subversion and terrorism inside Egypt. They had to flee Syria in 1966 for the same involvement in terrorism subversion inside Syria. They triggered series of civil wars in Lebanon in the 1970s and early 1980s. They collaborated with Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait in 1990, and the end result is that Palestinians are considered by the Arabs in the Middle East as a source of subversion and terrorism and unrest. Therefore, the best Arabs do is showering Palestinians with talk, but never with actual walk.
This is a very important insight, Yoram Ettinger, as are all those you share with us when we have a chance to catch up with you and through the Ettinger Report and Second Thoughts Initiative. I'm appreciative of all that work and urge you to keep it up and come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.